Restaurant in downtown Huntington, West Virginia has special local ties to the area. Crispy's Chicken on the corner of 8th Street and 3rd Avenue celebrated its grand opening on December 15, 2023. It was brought to the area by NFL Hall of Famer and Marshall legend Randy Moss. Originally founded in Philadelphia under the moniker Chickaboom by Brittany Tolofario, Moss knew he wanted to bring the flavor to Huntington nearly as soon as he tried the chicken for the first time.
I found a great product.
The line for the grand opening wrapped around the corner of the building as fans of Moss awaited his arrival and the ceremony. Inside, Moss was given a gift from his former college by Marshall Athletic Director Christian Spears.
You went to Marshall?
Crispy's Chicken serves a variety of food options. Moss says it's a family-friendly atmosphere. The restaurant's social media page claims they have the best chicken sandwich in America, and if looks are any indication, they might be right. Follow Crispy's Chicken on Facebook, Instagram, or online to check out their menu. It's a touchdown of chicken taste, and as Moss says himself,
everybody loves chicken.
Several months later.
Being an African-American company, this is what we deal with on a regular basis. Unfortunate, you know, we're not the other color, which is unfortunate to you guys, because if we were the other color, I'm sure it would be a lot more respect.
After the backlash,
pretty sure people would rather buy chicken from black people.
Only tell us his first name. Called out a local host of a podcast to do an interview.
I would be livid if I was the owner and he did that to my business.
But he just wasn't having it.
But from that interview came more controversy.
What did our community do? They tore us down, like they always do. The African American community, we are known to tear each other down. The Chinese is not known for it.
What was supposed to be a positive development in the heart of Huntington has turned into controversy after accusations of racism and discrimination went viral on social media.
We're talking about Crispy's Chicken. It's a restaurant owned by NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss. But as 13 News reporter Jordan Mead tells us, the manager of the restaurant says the community isn't supporting the business, and he claims it has nothing to do with the food.
The original video.
Great energy, great food. You know, Randy Moss took his time out, invested his money.
That sparked it all.
But since we've been here for the past few months, it has been nothing but negativity from the community. The community not supporting.
But how can chicken?
That's what I said at the beginning. I said, I've never seen a white person ever be like, I want a white person to make that fried chicken. Everybody knows when it comes to the fried chicken in basketball.
That was crazy.
We got those on lock.
I'm not going to lie, though.
That's crazy.
As the owner, if you put a fried chicken restaurant in a predominantly white area.
White people love chicken too.
White people eat chicken.
White people love chicken just as much. White people love chicken just as much too.
Case got a line right now.
Everyone loves chicken.
That's American.
It's just black people are known for fried chicken. They love it.
Oh, but I ain't gonna put it over there.
Has turned into controversy after accusations of racism and discrimination went viral on social media.
We're talking about Crispy's Chicken. It's a restaurant owned by NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss. But as 13 News reporter Jordan Mead tells us, the manager of the restaurant says the community isn't supporting the business, and he claims it has nothing to do with the food.
You gotta be.
The original video.
Bad
great energy, great food. You know, Randy Moss took his time out, invested his money.
He put this on social media.
But since we've been here for the past few months, it has been nothing but negativity from the community. The community not supporting.
That's the manager of Crispy's Chicken,
so
a fast food restaurant in Huntington. In the video posted just last week, he lashes out at the community, saying their criticism goes beyond the food and service.
The entire community is filled with negativity. Being an African-American company, this is what we deal with on a regular basis. Unfortunate, you know, we're not the other color, which is unfortunate to you guys. Because if we were the other color,
so
I'm sure it would be a lot more respect.
After the backlash from his post, the manager, who would only tell us his first name, called out a local host of a podcast to do an interview.
And we try to be positive and have a positive effect on the community, but it just wasn't happening.
But from that interview came more controversy.
This ain't happened by coincidence. We had to hustle and sacrifice to build this brand every day for our own people to come in there and spread lies on the internet over and over. And what did everybody in the community
lies,
do?
Bro.
They went right along with the story and said, I'm not going to Crispy's because that's what Crispy's did. So I said, you know what? Why should we sit back and continue to take this bullying? Why should we sit here?
And you thought this was going to give you a positive
result. So it's good for you to speak out, but when we speak out and want to speak on it, it's a problem. Y'all want to flip it into, oh, it's a black and white thing. I never once mentioned. I said, because I'm not the other color, we don't get the same respect. That's from Indians who? To Chinese to Caucasian to the next. That's the facts. I never said white or black because that's not what it was about. It was about not being another color and getting the respect that we deserve. What? Period. That's why we came to give you a great product. Victim.
Great packaging. Oh.
And we also, let me tell you something, we came here to hire within our community.
Oh,
but what did our community do? They tore us down. Like they always do.
Oh.
The African-American community, we are known to tear each other down. The Chinese is not known for it. The Europeans, nobody else is known for it.
This point right here, I agree with this point right here. I'm not going to lie.
Franchise culture.
But Paul, this is funny. He shot fire at everybody expecting that except for them. So like,
he did.
He hit the Denzel Washington, everybody going to Pelican.
But it's like, if a white person starts a business, they're not going to be like, y'all didn't buy it because black people don't like it.
Bro, I know plenty of black businesses, food businesses. If the food is good,
they're there.
Everybody there. I'm talking about every race.
Boy.
We got plenty of places in
Louisiana. Laura's, the line, bro. There's a place in Lafayette, bro, called Laura's. It's home cooked. I promise you, it is. Every single person in there is black. They are not white. And you will see a line out the door
of
with a lot of people of all.
If the service good, why not go?
No, I don't think anyone's like, that's a black, you know, I don't want that black person to serve me with their black hands.
I don't think him going on there and going on this rant and tangent was the best idea to improve service.
His PR team tweeted out.
He's the manager, the marketing guy. So, I mean, he's in charge of that. But like, if you wanted to create a more positive result, you definitely should have wanted about it a different way. But yeah. I definitely can understand him voicing some of his frustrations, but this was not the way to go about improving your foot traffic in business, in my opinion.
So do y'all believe in reviews, like when y'all look up a place?
I definitely think so, because if your reviews are a 2-star restaurant, people see that, they're not going to come.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
That's why I go off of DoorDash. When I see DoorDash, I go to the highest view one.
And then I might look into it like, why is this place rated so low? You know, because I don't want to go to a restaurant and have bad experience. Yeah, let's look at some of these reviews.
Do some research on our own, huh?
Yeah. 3.2 stars.
That's not that good.
It's not that bad.
3.2 is not medium. That bad, bro. It's right in the middle, bro. It's out of like 90 reviews. 3.4 on Facebook, 4.6 on DoorDash. 4.6 out of 5.
What people saying?
4.6 out of 5 on DoorDash.
It's 2 months ago. New restaurant offers amazing amount of flavor. 5.5.5. Good review.
It looked
made
good.
A slight detour in order to give Crispy's Chicken in Huntington a try, and I'm so glad I did. 5 stars.
If I seen that on TikTok, I'm
our
trying.
First business, our first white people, our first visit, and we'll definitely be back. The food was cooked fresh and service was wonderful. The amount of batter on the chicken is perfect, and the waffles divine. 4 of us tried it, and all of us loved it. Highly recommend. 5.5.5.
I think black people.
What is their issue? Is they just didn't sell as much as they wanted? What was torn up? Was something torn up, or they just not making the sales they wanted?
Let them keep going.
I'm pissed. Awful experience. First and only time. Service was beyond poor. Black guy.
Nobody would lie on a review.
Food tasted very bland. The sandwiches are actually chicken tenders on a bun slathered in whichever sauce you choose.
I think that's what he's upset about, the reviews. Because it's just as many good reviews as bad reviews.
Hey, they're going hard.
We ain't going to say that about Shake Shack. Nobody will say that.
Yeah, they fine.
This is good.
Oh, y'all made me want
to. There are a lot of bad reviews, but there are some good ones.
There are some bad ones, but there are some good ones.
They're not making the sales they want.
I feel like when you scale a business, when you see these reviews, you should just work on addressing the issues.
Yeah.
How can we be better? Instead of, y'all tearing down the community, y'all better come buy this chicken or y'all some racists.
I've seen on some places, like when people leave bad reviews, the company will reply to said reviews and work on addressing the issue. Mm-hmm. You know?
They didn't do that.
They just said, y'all racist. It's because y'all don't like our chicken.
Nobody else is known for it. That's why you got all these 7-Elevens and all these franchise companies, because the Indians stick together. I mean, the Indians, right?
Yeah.
They stick
whatever
together.
Race.
Whatever
Calvin
race.
Calvin.
That's something that Talk Huntington host David Williams, who goes by the on-air name of Alligator Jackson, says he tried to de-escalate while addressing complaints. 13 News spoke to Kurt today. He doubled down on his statements.
Anybody that misunderstood what I said on that video, you have to think. It was clear as day what I said. It was clear. It was clear that that's what African America's been going through for centuries. It's clear. But you know what these people did on that post? They took it and made it a race thing. That's what they did. They made it a black and white thing. And for me, if you feel like it was a race thing, then some, in my opinion, it hits your heart. So maybe it is a little bit of racism within itself. Mm-hmm. Because if it touched you,
you said if I was another color,
it must be you.
He literally said, if I was another color, this wouldn't happen. Y'all brought race into it.
Yeah, he was tripping.
What? My brother.
Like, y'all just don't like us because we're black. Well, most of the reviews I read when I saw the one star was literally just because they said the service was bad and they didn't like the chicken. So why don't you work on improving the service and addressing what went wrong with their order and the chicken?
But the food looked good.
It did. But video. You know the grand opening, they always gonna have their best foot out there.
Did y'all see that? It says video they posted show clear health code violations, sneezing on food, throwing food on dirty prep tables, and scratching their butts, then touching the food.
No.
That's so dramatic.
If this is what's seen on camera, just imagine what's going on behind the scenes.
They cap, bro. I gotta see this, bro.
Get sick from this place.
See, and that's a review that would upset me as well, because that's a little excessive.
He said,
is there videos of that happening on the internet?
I gotta see, bro.
I don't know.
I'm curious.
What if you see somebody scratch their butt, grab the sandwich? Video. Here you go.
That's a Facebook type
video. Damn, extra flavor.
Oh, extra seasoning.
Oh, I'm not going out to eat no more.
No, that's crazy, dog. I definitely don't think going on an unhinged rant like that and bringing race into it rather than just addressing the issues with your restaurant was the best way to go about this, me personally. But you know, I guess you're entitled to your opinion and how you feel, sir.
I just actually can't believe he said if we was white, it would be different, man.
Yeah, bro.
To turn around and say, y'all made it race.
Are we seriously going to blame it?
Y'all might be a little racist if you felt some type of way.
Things that don't go right in America on white people, bro.
Brother. Well, that's the biggest cop out.
Chicken.
I definitely wouldn't do this with my business. I would just try.
My grass ain't green on my lawn because of white people.
No, that white man, what he did is he took the blood of the slaves and he put it in my grass. And then that grass don't know green grow. And they knew this was going to be a black community. And they tried their hardest to hold the black men down for centuries from the grass to.
I think you'll blame it on anything, bro.
Yeah, no, he was
the bridge. Knocked down that bridge.
I mean, I don't think his point wasn't valid because you know black people do tear down other black people a lot.
Yeah, okay, that was
no, he was keeping it hard about that. He was keeping it real about that.
I think that's irrelevant to the issue here. Like, you think they're literally just tearing you down because you're black?
Yeah, irrelevant.
I think that might be a cheap excuse for the issue at hand here. Why not just reach out to said people and see if you could. Improve their next
you
experience.
Gave me too much ice in my lemonade because
you wanted to water it down like the white man does.
If I was a white man, you wouldn't have gave me no ice.
What happened if Randy Moss was finna sue him and this is cop out plea, you know?
Well, so that's a whole different thing.
That's Alex a whole other issue.
You know how many white people love Randy Moss?
That's what I'm saying. You don't think it's like a cop out plea for him? No, trying to say, man,
everybody love Randy Moss.
We want that information, brother.
We won't.
Why won't we know that information?
We don't know how much sales he do and how much he.
I think the problem is sales. They're not getting enough sales, bad reviews, so they're like,
how
upset.
Much you got paid back to Randy?
And they're like, well, Randy is. We got Randy. How the hell?
He said was supporting. He said people aren't supporting anymore. So that means their sales are low. So that's the problem here.
That is. But well, if your sales are low, it's trying to find a way to
make that chicken
sales
better, boy. You better do what Popeyes did. Popeyes went crazy for a little second with
love
the chicken sandwiches.
Love that chicken for Popeyes.
If you ain't got people fighting over your chicken sandwiches, wrap it up.
Yeah, they was killing people behind Popeyes chicken sandwiches.
I'll do that behind Shake Shack. Okay, seriously, though.
And some days. How do you feeling like
that? Let us know what y'all think, though, guys, about this situation. We gone.